Hello, ladies and gentlemen, another quick rant of truth with me, Tyson Hartley. Today, well, I'm kind of in a good mood because my Chiefs finally look like the Chiefs. Played two good games in a row where the offense actually looked dynamic again, and then the defense has obviously been playing well, but the Chiefs' signature is that offense being able to be explosive, and they have. But not while I'm talking to you today. So today, the control mechanisms are in place, and now it's just a matter of whether we push back and believe them and push back with a alternative narrative. So we know that one of the problems with spike proteins is that they cause vascular damage. You could see it all over the pre-vaccine era of this engineered virus, and I say engineered because, as I said many times, and I'll keep saying, November 2015 article, a journal article that said we took a mouse backbone and we added a spike protein to it to make it more human transmissible. That was published during the time period where such research was banned. At least banned in the U.S., but that's Obama really meant for it to be banned, period. And now knowing that the spike protein is the signature part of this disease, this engineered disease, the spike protein, you can see it all over the literature, is the damaging part. That it includes hitting your cardiovascular, it causes cardiovascular damage. And the worst part of this is that, basically, if it causes cardiovascular damage, it can roughen up your blood vessel walls, which is very important for them not to be rough, because that's how heart attacks and strokes happen, is because blood clots happen and plaque builds up in your arterial walls. So we know these things to be side effects. And now what do we have? I'm not kidding you. A new name for heart disease that is not related to the vaccine, of course, and it's not related to the virus, of course, because they don't want to say that, what do you mean I can still get bad heart disease from the virus if I have had a vaccine? Didn't you tell me the vaccine was everything I needed to do to make the planet better, and that's why I got it? And they don't want to say it's related to the vaccine. So instead, they're giving a new name to heart disease that is new across the demographic. It's post-pandemic stress disorder. Headline one, experts say post-pandemic stress disorder could lead to a rise in heart disease. News.com Australia, who they're losing their country. I mean, we've lost ours in many ways. Theirs has lost more until they push back. And it's going to take a lot because they have banned guns down there. Up to 300,000 people facing heart-related illnesses due to post-pandemic stress disorder. You see, this is just like, if I could do an aside, when they said, HIV, the virus that causes AIDS, and they go COVID-19, the virus that causes COVID. What you do is you basically follow the name of something with your claim and make it a common pattern. So that's what's going to happen. They'll say heart-related illnesses, they'll say pandemic stress disorder due to stress. They'll constantly put that extra connection as opposed to just the descriptive term in there. And so here's another one. Thousands facing heart problems due to post-pandemic stress disorder. Guys, I'm going to say this again. The vaccine has your body create spike proteins. Spike proteins, with all the virus literature, were the problem, the reason for heart attacks and strokes. But of course, back when it was the virus, you didn't have to worry about your body creating it in an internal cell. It at least had to come in initially, originating it. it at least had to come in through your system, and then it had to flourish despite your body's defenses. Now it gets created inside your body with cells being recruited to turn into the manufacturing of spike proteins. I'm going to say this again. On the bell curve of body's ability to follow instructions to create protein, there is no doubt some people who have a very good ability. And so without a shutoff mechanism, don't worry, it'll stay at the deltoid. Don't worry, it'll stay at the deltoid. Really? Well, then how are spike proteins found all over, during autopsies and stuff? It doesn't stay at the deltoid. Your body can create too much of it. You were in too much of a hurry to work out the limiting factors of this science. To ensure that this production is limited. And so some people, it's not limited. Every single time you take the booster or another vaccine that is like this, because they haven't created a new vaccine yet, and who's to say the technology will be any better then, you are creating spike proteins in your body. It is the risk. It is the reason for, quote, post-pandemic stress disorder that causes heart disease. It's just stress. Yep, just stress. Just stress. That's all. You know how your 20s and 30s are a pretty stressful part of your life and have always been since you haven't established yourself and you have student loans and you don't know who you are yet. But you never got heart disease and fell over dead before then. You will now. We will now, because this vaccine, this messenger RNA experiment, creates vascular damage. And I'll tell you another thing. If it's also true that graphene dihydroxide is in at least some of these batches, those people are getting razor blade-like particles, damaging their cells all the time, 0.1 nanometer thick, 50 nanometers long, per a spectroscopy. Now, per a spectroscopy, which is the same person, the same doctor that used spectroscopy to find out that graphene, at least graphene hydroxide, is even in masks for some unknown reason, and then also in the nasal swab for some unknown reason, this activated carbon, that same person said this graphene dihydroxide is what spectroscopy shows is at least in some batches. How consistent it is, who knows, but it's at least in some. And then another doctor who is an activated carbon specialist, I shouldn't say he's a doctor, I don't remember, NOAC. An activated carbon specialist, because of the industry, said, well, if it's in there, this is what it does. It's 0.1 nanometer thick, and it's 50 nanometers long. It is activated carbon. It is an engineered substance. It is like a molecular razor blade. It is one atom thick. It is so basically, if that's true, then the vaccine itself is as though you've got, I'm going to say, razor blades in a tornado. Depending on the cardiovascular pressure and velocity, you've got razor blades in a tornado. If God forbid someone hits a vein or an artery when they give you the vaccine, guys, this is obliterating our hearts. And if some batches have graphene dihydroxide, then what's happening is the parts of your blood vessel, if this is not biologically, will not biologically leave the body, if it is not naturally biodegradable, that's redundant, but if it is not biodegradable, if the body can't or has a very hard time getting rid of this substance, then it is razor blades inside your system, molecular razor blades, causing damage all the time. And if you want to have heart disease, simply have something that is physically causing damage to your blood vessels all the time. It gets stuck into one part of your blood vessel, stuck into another part of your blood vessel wall, eventually comes loose, gets stuck in another part of the cardiovascular system, perhaps your heart muscle this time, then gets stuck in another part of the heart muscle. I don't know that it necessarily absorbs out. because toxicologists don't know to look for this, which is NOAC's point. NOAC now that is potentially dead. I mean, that's what some people are saying. But yeah, post-pandemic stress disorder for, it's interesting how, and even if it wasn't related to the spike proteins that your body is now being told to create, wouldn't it be kind of another thing, another reason in the calculus to stop this crap if all it is a stress disorder? And the other interesting psychological op they're using with the name, they're not calling it pandemic stress disorder. So for every other reason, they want you to know we're still in the middle of a pandemic. It was never a pandemic. It was an epidemic. It was an epidemic with an overcount. That's all. So we are still in the middle of this pandemic exercise, and they want to call it a pandemic for every other reason except, heart disease is on the rise, and we've got to at least acknowledge it, even though it's the spike proteins causing it. So we will give it a separate, ambiguous, non-science, wives' tale cause. Well, it's obviously just causes stress. It's like back in the day, you would get an ulcer. Oh, it's just stress. Who knows? So giving it a non-science name, and that is science's way these days anyway. Well, we don't want to give any blame to particular toxicity, because that means the people who are the manufacturers of the toxicity, Monsanto, we don't want to ever connect the dots to the actual toxicity. Because then people will go to prison, and we can be sued. And so because of that, we just never connect in the big narrative terms. I mean, you can find data that backs it up, but in the big narrative areas and echo chambers and communications and programming, you don't find the connection from the toxicity to the problem. And this is the same thing. We're in the pandemic still. Remember, we have a criminal president that seems to think we'll be in the pandemic forever, and every single trillion is worth it. And at least half of the House and Senate might not believe it, but they're still going along with the ruining of our economy. And extra trillions being manufactured out of thin air, causing massive inflation. So we are in the pandemic exercise, but they don't call it the pandemic exercise. They call it the pandemic. And we will continue to be in the pandemic exercise. We will continue to count regular flu variants as particular South African COVID-19 flu variants. See my previous episodes. There is no test for it. Instead, they look at the non-match of the current test, the original test, and how it non-matches. They then call it COVID-19, even though it doesn't match in the spike protein portions. So that is potentially picking up simply every flu variant that is of the old coronavirus family or the new coronavirus family, calling them all COVID-19, or worse, trying to say it's all one variant, and that's all garbage. So yes, we're going to keep on with this pandemic. But for the purposes of noticing, because we have to admit the incredible increase in heart disease, we've got to give it a non-pandemic and not man-made cause called post-pandemic stress disorder. Isn't that interesting? Guys, this is your proof at the very least that the heart disease claims of those people who are critical are true. They're not pulling it out of their asses, okay? The adverse events include a bunch of heart disease and stroke and heart attacks and major vascular damage. Now, that might be because of graphene dihydroxide in the system, no less than spectroscopy results say it is. But if it's not that, and we just didn't know to put two and two together, then we said, well, it must be because of the spike protein. But either way, heart disease is a real effect of, quote, post-pandemic America. Well, then shouldn't you stop the pandemic? Or is it because of these spike proteins? So if we start saying these truths, the right people can get punished. They probably never will. I mean, you know, the funny thing is they probably don't need to come up with this ambiguous term, because much like the Clintons back in the day, when they, no doubt, Vince Foster, the blood ran up his face, even though he just fell diagonally onto a berm after shooting himself, yet the blood ran up his face somehow. All those things where they thought, you know what, we got to lie, and we got to lie big. You didn't have to. We were never going to punish you. Clintons, somehow later on, they go, oh, we didn't have to kill people. We didn't have to kill people. No, apparently not. Apparently we will never get punished no matter what we do. If we're a Secretary of the State and we have quid pro quos for sure, we have suddenly a former president, instead of making $150,000 per speech, which is already ridiculous, but at least, you know, at least for comparative reasons, different, making up to $450,000 to speak in a foreign country. And then we see quid pro quos after he gets paid by the Secretary of State. You know, just like that, these control mechanisms probably don't even have to refer to a post-pandemic stress disorder, but give some of the idiots just enough to believe, yeah, now stress will now kill 20 to 35-year-olds. And then they'll try to connect these strange cardiovascular events where, you know, skin dies and the cardiovascular event is all the way to the surface of the skin. Your skin turns purple, breast tissue turns purple, necrosis happens. Yeah, just call that, that's just heart disease. Oh, it's acute heart disease. Among populations that never got it before out of stress, yep. We are going to have heart disease if our favorite athletes continue to have to be on the booster variant, or if, God forbid, this graphene dihydroxide, does not come out of the system, and they got that batch, or if it's in every batch, and if it does not come out of the system, it's just going to keep creating damage. It's going to keep creating damage, and if they don't fall over quickly upon a booster being misapplied and going into a blood vessel, then they will have early heart disease. We are creating now a whole population where the norm of heart disease will be that it's a much higher incidence. And that's another weakness of studies. Once you create general toxicity over a population, because your toxicity is ubiquitous, then it's really hard to find a control group. It's really hard to say what's outside the norm. If you're poisoning a whole population generally, then you have a hard time understanding what the cause is, because your control group has it. If you were to go do a study in Flint, Michigan with their bad water and try to understand whether, something else is causing autism or whatever it might be from too heavy of, heavy metals, that everybody is exposed to, you'd have a hard time finding a control group, so you wouldn't end up having to assign blame. Okay, guys, that's it. Yep. Experts say post-pandemic stress disorder could lead rise to heart disease. Well, no, because the spike proteins are specifically associated with heart disease, and you are having humans create spike proteins, and you never did the science ever to understand what overproduction of spike proteins could look like and just how bad that could damage people, and or its graphene dihydroxide in it. And the original already has spike proteins, which was engineered. So we can say this also, and then I'll let you go. I've said it at the beginning, I'll say it now. President Obama, love him or hate him, there's things he did right and things he did wrong. One was, why would we particularly create new variants? Wouldn't they be therefore novel and the human population wouldn't be ready for them? Instead of just kind of the natural, slow but small variants that are mostly all the same, why would we add a whole new protein? He wouldn't say that specifically, but I'm now extending that thought. And he said, so we won't do that because that would be stupid. You can study coronaviruses without creating Frankenstein new versions that might be god-awful and could escape the lab. After that, out of the country, the research went. Not a year later, year and a half, less than a year and a half for sure, November 15, an article gets published that says, we have taken a mouse backbone, added a spike protein, and is now more transmissible to humans. EcoHealth Alliance funded. Many labs were funded out of EcoHealth Alliance that were foreign, but one of them was Wuhan. Probably they shared information. That lab was only recently a level 4 lab, and only because of the funding for this research did it become a level 4 lab, the only level 4 lab in China. Later on, congressmen are like, yeah, so there's troubles in the Wuhan lab. We should go visit it. Yes, that's true. And then a spike protein escapes from Wuhan. No, 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 it's just in the market. No, it escaped. And now we have post-pandemic stress disorder that is really because of the spike proteins. And the human who was responsible for the decisions that separately funded the research that created spike proteins, which are now a part of the virus and the vaccine that would have never existed otherwise, is now causing heart disease that we now categorize under post-pandemic stress disorder. It's lies, people, and we've got to keep saying it is lies. They're lying. They're coming up with new terms to cover the effects of the mRNA having your body produce the problem. It could have, the mRNA could have had your body produce any part of the virus that your body could have then gone, okay, that's now in my catalog of things to be ready for. Why did they make it produce the damaging part? Why did they make it produce the spike protein? Because then they could hide the effects of it. Oh, and if you got sick again, guess what? You're sick again. And so it creates more business. Okay, well, maybe some people will get immunity. Other people will get sick from it because they overproduce it. And when they get sick of it because they overproduce it, we can still always say it's COVID-19. After all, it'll hit positive on some of them. The only thing is, I don't know, or it'll look like, I shouldn't say it'll hit positive, but it'll look like COVID-19. It'll get them sick in the same way as COVID-19. They could have taken any number of the 27 proteins in COVID-19 and made the body produce those if they're going to have it only produce, a small amount of it. And it would have been smarter scientifically to make it be the more stable regions, not the newly engineered and more variable spike protein instead. And if they did do that, the body would go, okay, got that part of the catalog. And the part that it created wouldn't be the particular signature damaging part of COVID-19. And they did not do that. And so we have the engineered virus that escaped or was released on purpose, because we don't know which. We just know it was engineered. There's no doubt at this point. Anybody who says otherwise is just a straight liar. It's got a spike protein. That was a signature part of what they engineered per the November 2015 article. And yet it was also the part that they put in the solution. And then therefore the solution gives the same problems as the problem. And as they continue the pandemic, they want us to believe we're still in the middle of the pandemic for every other reason except this interesting rise in heart disease. And for that, we're in post-pandemic. And it's just stress. You know how 20 to 30-year-olds get major heart disease and heart incidents and strokes, just because they've got student loans to pay. We will now have a generation of young people who are not as healthy And then that will be the control group. Well, I don't know. People do get heart disease early now. If you don't remember this turning point, they will have the argument when you'll have to remember the day, just like you'd have to remember the day when you didn't get haze in the sky on an overly warm day, and clouds were merely puffy and obvious as opposed to ubiquitous haze. If we don't turn this around now, we will have to remember the days when cardiovascular disease to any real measurement was overwhelmingly an illness in your 40s and later. If you don't remember this now, the marketing propaganda will be that, well, of course, plenty of people get heart disease in their 20s. And really, there won't be a good sign of it. If toxicologists don't know to look for graphene dihydroxide, if God forbid that's true, but spectroscopy said it's true, if they don't know to look for activated carbon nanoparticles, then they're just going to see bad blood vessels. They're going to see blood vessels that are pitted as heck and therefore get a bunch of stuff sticking to the side. It's going to look like heart disease. Now, if they look close enough, they'll be like, this doesn't look quite the same, but they'll still just say it's a damaged blood vessel. This is a big one, guys. Post-pandemic stress disorder. That's why people are getting heart disease. Yeah, just stress is causing a physical heart disease. You know how just like before we understood ulcers, we said, well, you know what? You just don't do well with stress. And so it's wives' tale, but brought on by marketing and the big pharma cover story. I would be interested to see if Pfizer directly wasn't behind this. It's a big one, guys. I'm sorry that this was going to be a quick rant of truth, but it is what it is. I guess I'll call it a scales of truth. That normally is a little bit more measured. I don't need any more analysis. This is very, very obvious. You've got suddenly a new term that is related to something they have to admit but don't want to give cause to, don't want to give any blame to anybody from the real cause. So they're just going to say, oh, yeah, no, it's just generally related to the stress of it. Well, then why don't you stop your reasons for this reaction? If we're in a post-pandemic and you are now saying, now the stress of the pandemic is called post-pandemic stress disorder and causes measurable significant increase in heart disease, which would include heart attacks, that is a massive difference. That is a massive damaging of health across the population. So if you're going to call it post-pandemic, well, then stop your exercise. Stop your reaction. Let us get back to normal. Okay, guys, that's it for me. Thanks for listening over here on the Scales of Truth. Please go ahead and share, and then also subscribe. And then also, you know, don't just subscribe, but do notifications. That way you see my new stuff. Hopefully I can reach a more critical mass for my audience. And sometimes there's an interesting deal called Isaiah's Job, a Foundation for Economic Education, put it out as a pamphlet back in the day. In the 90s, I would go to interesting little bookstores and American Opinion Bookstore down in San Antonio. I'm sure that's not open anymore, but it had the New American and others and had interesting pamphlets. And there was a Foundation for Economic Education pamphlet called Isaiah's Job. And I am not a biblical scholar. I don't know my Bible, but you can go find it. It's very inspirational. It's that you just keep working. I think I said this on the podcast and Chemology too. You keep working. You keep doing that job, and you keep getting that message out. And don't be concerned with discouraged that you're not sure of the effect of it, because you don't know the effect. And if you keep working, the effect may not be evident up front. But then later on, you'll see a sign and you go, you know what? That might have been because of me. You keep working it, guys. You keep sharing, but not just share with the choir, because the choir can sing loud. But also share with others. Share with office holders. Go find those communication forms and keep them as bookmarks. Share them. And, you know, you never know what your, because you can tell other people, and if they do the same thing, if we start doing this type of thing, Isaiah's job, keep communicating with the idiots in the media so they'll at least be demoralized, or they have to, you know, follow part of your logic. Like, yeah, why are we still doing this if we're in post-pandemic? What do you mean a stress disorder? If they hear part of it, maybe they'll get demoralized and stop being quite as effective at their programming, or we'll open a few eyes in the media and they'll become real journalists and not, well, I got to do this to get paid journalists. And maybe we can spin this around. If we tell our office holders, maybe that's the final bit of backbone that they need to really stand up for us. Even as I know we get frustrated that they so often don't. But, you know, I'm still waiting. The Senate, the House can set in the building at Congress and really make a difference. We can do this. We can, you know, end up having declarations from office holders, whether the president will or not, that says we are making a declaration that Germany and Australia and Austria and others are violating human rights. And that's we stand for human rights, the bully pulpit of not just the president, because the president's not going to do it. This current alleged president is not going to do it. But there are 535 people that are some of the most powerful political figures on the planet, the top 10,000 by any measure. If they use their power, if they collect together, they and work together, bind together as a group, even if it's only some decent section of that 535, and have messaging not just back with the constituents at home, but in front of everybody, then it can't be ignored, and they've made strong statements. And you know what? Law is leads court cases. So that's the other thing. If they make laws that limit some of this, so what happens in court cases is that what the real appellate courts say, cannot say that what the law has to read. They can say this law needs rewritten. But right now we're playing defense in the courts because we're hoping something will be called unconstitutional. What legislators can do is create a new law that is also constitutional. And good luck, you know, the legislators could easily bind together and say, nope, not on our watch. Soldiers are not going to have to take this vaccine. And while we don't believe it's constitutional to begin with, we're going to pass a specific law that says they do not have to take this vaccine. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. I'm Tyson Harley. Scales of Truth and Chemology 411. Subscribe, please. Also, maybe sign up for notifications so you hear it more often, and let folks know of the subject matter.